number 32 from July of 2007. Can we talk? Two nurses were talking when I walked up last week, and one of them said, "Chaplain Cal, what church are you with anyway?" "The Lutheran Church in Alexandria," I replied. "Well, can you talk to each other in that Lutheran church?" she continued. "Well, I think so, but I'm not sure what you mean by that," I responded. She went on to tell me that there were some people in her church that really needed a good talking to, but she couldn't do it because, after all, it was church, and you can't do that in church. That started me wondering if we could talk about issues not only in our church, but the Christian church in general. I've just gotten back from our synodical convention, and it was apparent that we can certainly speak into a microphone passionately in opposition or support of some resolution that is before the assembly, but is this the same as being able to speak to one another in a personal way in our congregation? Does our church culture permit a one-on-one confrontation with another member for the purpose of resolving a conflict? Of this, I am not so sure. It strikes me that people generally feel that the way to resolve conflict is to simply pretend that we never have any, even though it is obvious that we are upset about various things. Somehow we appear to have gotten the message that if you are in church and are a nice person, you don't say anything to the person with whom you have the conflict and just bite your tongue. When we see a fellow member going down a dirt road in their behavior and in their life, we feel that it is none of our business to try to set them on a better path. If this were to actually work and be helpful to folks, that would be all right, but it never does. The usual result is that we keep still and we bite our tongue, and the conflict and resentment go underground. Then little issues can be stewed over and fermented for a while until they become big issues and somebody really gets hurt. It becomes kind of like the old bantam hens we had running loose on the farm when I was a kid. They would lay about 20 eggs in the hay and then didn't get back to them, and they were all rotten. They were sitting on those rotten eggs forever. Nothing good was going to ever hatch from them, but they just kept sitting on them anyway. The other thing that usually happens when we don't confront the person with whom we have the issue is that we start to tell other people about the conflict and enlist support for our point of view and our behavior and deploy their point of view and their behavior. There is a way to confront without condemning and to resolve personal conflict. Matthew 18 lays out the program. We're going to study this in our summer Bible class starting July 8th that is entitled, "Can't We All Just Get Along?" Come join in and see if Lutherans really can talk.